time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers' show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, yes, he's on again, that's for sure. How are you all doing today? Keeping warm? That's not so bad today, and it's going to be better tomorrow, and after that, another good day. And then probably, like the weathermen say, it may be 50 today, but oh, wait till you see what's coming. They've got to add a little sparkle to every forecast, of course. Now, if you watch Channel 6 every night, David Muir, when he comes on, one of the first things he does is tell you about that terrible snowstorm marching across America. Every night now, for months and months, another storm marching, and most of them have missed us. Okay, now, going back to Ray Seddon, now you can go on the internet and bring her up on the internet, Ray Seddon, and she has a blog on her webpage about the crawler that we have here at the Huber Museum. And she has a story about that. So, and if you'd like one of her books, you can go to the Marion Public Library, and she has a book there to take out. And, oh, there's all kinds of, go to her website, and most anything you see there you can, you know, access. Hopefully. Okay. Now let me see what else here. Since my interview with her isn't as long as I thought it would be today, I've got room for a couple of questions, but I don't have a couple of, or do I? Let me see. I'm trying to see if I got any questions left over from yesterday. Just a second here. Well, I flip my page. Oh, there. Let me see. Yeah, that wasn't that something last night? The former Secretary of the Treasury to be at Stewart's Root Beer Drive-In. Now, you know, that's never happened before in human history. It's really neat. I wonder if the president would ever agree to something like that. Oh, boy. Well, let me see. I'm still looking for... Oh, I know. I've got one question here that I can remember, and that is, there once was a soda pop, not Coca-Cola. That was on North Main Street, and that wasn't the King Beverage Company, but there was another soda pop made in Marion. And I think Barks Bottling was another one. I think that might have been made in Marion. But still, there's another. It was made in the west end of Marion. What soda pop was that? 740-383-9944. And if you can answer that, what do I have here I can give away? I've got, I've got 20 ounces of smoothies. Let's see what else I have. Panda Express. And, I've got the junior size Panda Express here. Okay, so tell me, what used to be made in Marion, soda pop-wise, other than the ones I just mentioned? Barks. I think there was a knee-high, too. Barks, Coca-Cola, and But the one I need an answer for is still a very popular drink. Very popular. Now, it was made in the West End of Marion. The building is still there. Now, what was the name of that beverage? 7403-39944. Now, you know what would be fun, too? And since we're long out of the era of bootlegging, and I went through this at one time years and years ago, of people telling me about how whiskey was transported around Marion during Prohibition. Oh, there, you know, it was done everywhere, and Marion is no exception. I talked to farmers who, when they came to town, would hide it under, they'd had their own little still, and they would brew up a batch and stick it under their floorboards and their old Model T, come to Marion and sell that. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead. Caller, are you there?
Are you talking about Pepsi?
No, not Pepsi, no.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. It was made in the West End of Marion. The building is still there. What was its name? It's popular today, is almost as popular as Pepsi or Coca-Cola. Now, figure that one out. Once made in Marion. No, it wasn't Stewart's Root Beer. Boy, Stewart's Root Beer, that's good stuff. Okay, here we go. Another caller. Okay, caller, go ahead. Yes, caller.
Was it Coca-Cola?
No, it wasn't. Coke was brewed up on North Main Street. Okay, all right. Yeah, Coca-Cola was one of the beverages. Coca-Cola, Barks Bottling, Knee High, and the one I'm looking for. And the building is still there. I think it's a two-story building, maybe. Last time I went by, it seemed like it was empty. But it brewed one of the most popular beverages we drink today. Yeah. It had, this beverage had a slogan. 10-2-4 was its slogan. Now, do you know what I'm asking for? 10-2-4. That was their slogan. And it was brewed or bottled out in the East End of Marion. Long time ago. Boy. How many of you went to see Robin Hood at the Palace Theater? Probably one of the least attended plays was this past weekend, Robin Hood, because I think most of the people involved in that play were from Delaware. Okay, here's a caller. Let me see here just a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, is there a doctor in the house?
Dr. Hooligan, yes.
10-2-4.
Yeah.
It's when blood sugar levels are supposed to be low. And
is
that's
that right?
That's what this elixir was supposed to do, is boost them.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, if you ever feel kind of weak or whatever, you might want to call the doctor.
Yeah, and the doctor will say, well, sir, I would suggest it's 10-2-4.
That's right. Take one bottle at 10, take one at 2, and then take one at 4.
And it's only $1,000 a throw.
Oh, much, much cheaper than that, but I'm sure the stock might be that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's, ladies and gentlemen, that's your cue.
Okay.
Is there a doctor around?
Okay.
Hi.
10-2-4, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if the bottle still say that or not, but it was impressed right on the bottle. It said 10-2-4. But what was it? Brewed in Marion for a long time. Well, I don't know how long it was brewed, but it was in Marion, that's for sure. Yeah, along with probably a lot of other cities. Now, I don't know where Stewart's Root Beer is bottled. Now, you can buy yet bottles of Stewart's Root Beer at Cracker Barrel. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, you're right. Yes, yes. Okay. Jerry, yeah, what would you like for a prize today?
The Panda Express?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I've got... Now, this is good for one free kid's meal or one small adult meal.
Okay.
Okay.
Tammy Weber.
Tammy Weber. Okay, Tammy, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Just a second while I write this down. Whoops. Got to get in the right column here. Now, if Tammy wanted to pick this up today, we'll be here till about, 12, 15? We'll be here till 1 o'clock today. Okay, let me see. Panda. Okay. Write this in here. All right. Today is the 28th, yeah. I've been looking forward to talking to Ray Seddon. Since I started reading her book. Now, her book is very, very interesting, and you can get it at the Marion Public Library. It's a little over 400 pages long, but it describes the space program in great detail. And then she has a blog that you can pick off of her webpage talking all about the space crawler that built in Marion. One of the treads is out at the Huber Museum. All right. Now, what else can I ask you here? We got Dr. Pepper in the wings. Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to think here. I've got most of these answered already from the other day. I'm looking at some of my writing here from the past days. I know. I was asking the other day, where does a ham come from on a pig? Now, there's a good question. Where does ham come from on a pig? All right. 7403-839-944. What time is it? It's 11:27 already? Yeah, it is. I'm looking at my computer screen now for the exact time. Okay, we're coming up on now. It's 11:28. You check your clocks at home. No, it's 11. Yeah, let me see here. 11:28. Right. Okay. 7403-399-44. And we had asked the other day about another airport where he can. Okay, just a second here. Okay, caller, go ahead. Jerry Weber, go ahead. Are there you there, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the hind leg of a pig.
Yeah,
where the ham comes from.
You're right. Okay. Hey, what would you like for a prize today? A 20-ounce smoothie or a kid's meal from Panda Express?
Take the kid's meal from Panda
Express.
Okay,
you got it here. Let me write down your name here. Jerry Weber, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so you and your wife can both...
Yep, me and my wife.
Jerry and Tammy, okay, very good. Hey, that's good that you know where the ham comes from.
Yeah,
makes me hungry right now. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll be here now till 1:30 today, from 12:15 on the air till 1:30, or one is it 12? 1 o'clock, somewhere around there. So the sooner you get here, the better. All right. I'm writing down here. Okay. Now, let me see. What else can I ask you? Let me think. I'm thinking. Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist. But actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes. Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and what was I going to say? I should write down what I'm going to say, yes. Okay, let me think. Oh, yeah. As I heard Scott talking about tires this morning, and the fact that he had to have a new valve put in his tire. Now, I would like for you to tell me the name of the company that makes those valves. It's well known. It's been around for many, many years. What's the name of that company that makes that valve that goes in your tubeless tire? Yeah. How many of you remember when you had to buy a tube to go in your tire? Yeah, that's past history. And the same way yet. In bicycles, we still have to use a tube, for the most part. But in a car, that valve that goes in your tire, what is the manufacturer's name? Think about that a while. It starts with an S. I'll give you that much of a hint. Okay. And Scott needed to know that over the weekend, apparently. He had to have his valve replaced. Not his brain, but his valve, yeah, like me. And tonight, well, let's see, he's supposed to be down in Columbus tonight interviewing James Buster Douglas. Well, I think it was this Buster Douglas that grew up in Panama City, in the country of Panama. And I was told when I was having dinner in a restaurant there that, hey, Buster Douglas grew up right around the corner here. Yeah, that was Panama City. Not Panama City, Florida, but Panama City, Panama. Buster Douglas. You might look that one up to see if I'm correct on his place of birth, because they wanted to impress me down there when I was eating my paella. And since that time, I'd never heard of that before. The paella is, oh, and down there, they had rice, octopus, a squid, and a little bit of everything seafood-wise. And, boy, that's something. But anyhow, that's called... And they serve it now in restaurants. I've had it in, in a restaurant that we have in Marion, the Red Lobster, yeah. Every now and then they have paella. It's spelled P-A-E-L-L-A or something like that, paella. And it's served on a flat container or bowl or whatever you want to call it. And... It's enough when they set it down to serve a number of people. You just dig into it and eat. All right. Now, tell me, and I doubt if I'll get an answer, what about the seafood restaurant going into the Harding Center? Is that true or false? I saw it on Facebook, which, you know, it could be false. You've got to... sometimes think twice of everything you see on Facebook. But this said, new restaurant in Marion, Ohio, at the Harding Center, serving seafood. And I bet I don't get a response to that. I bet nobody knows for sure. You know, that's the hardest thing we try to accomplish here. When we see something new being built and to acquire on the air, what's this or what's that? And never get an answer. I don't know if they keep all that secret. Now, I tell you where you can get answers. The group that kind of, what's the name of it? The downtown, not the down regular downtown group, but it's the group that's composed of a lot of township people and others and officials in Marion. They're the ones that approved that new diagonal parking and thought it was a good idea. Have there been any wrecks there? That's what, you know, everybody thought they're going to have a bunch of wrecks. Because when they go to back up, they'll be backing up maybe into a semi-truck to make that turn into a parking place. Have there ever been a you know, there, in the last couple of days, I've seen a couple of accidents downtown. One I saw yesterday that had happened before I got there, of course. This car was like an accordion. It had pleats in the front. Oh, my. It was really, somebody had ran into them or backed into them. And then the other day, there was a car up on the curb at Main and Center. And I don't know exactly what the accident was all about there, but yes, it was an accident. But unless it's something spectacular, you probably won't hear about it. Maybe we don't need to. You know, I often think of that when in the morning when you turn on your TV and you watch all the traffic in Columbus and are trying to tell you where the traffic is heavy and where there are accidents. But there's no place in Marion telling you that anything about Marion. But yet we'll stare at our TV about accidents in Columbus when it has not much to do with us at all, unless you drive from Marion to Columbus to work. What about Les Wexner? How's he going to end up? I don't know. He was a good friend of Jerry Epstein, and I know my daughter once was his controller or whatever you want to call it, the money manager. I had a daughter that worked with Les Wexner, and she saw Epstein there different times, and you know, they had big events that she used to have to help manage the logistics for and different things. Yes, indeed. So what's going to happen to Les Wexner? Are they going to positively accuse him of cavorting with Epstein in a bad way? I don't know. And then Buster Douglas, where was he born? Was it Panama City? Scott will find out tonight as he does that broadcast with Buster Douglas in Columbus. Okay, so I've given away two of the Panda Express meals. I've got two smoothies left here. And we now found out that Pepsi-Cola was the drink that was brewed out on the west side of Marion. Building still there. Was it Hocking Street or Scranton? Somewhere, you know, in that area there. I think around Hocking. I can't be sure. Okay, so what's the time right now? Let me look up at my computer screen. Oh, 11:40. All right. So how are you all doing today? Is there anything going on in Marion that you're going to attend this? I know there's something at the Brickyard going on, but I have no idea what it is. And probably will never find out, even though my daughter and husband will be there. I have to ask them what it's all about. But, it's hard to find out these things, you know. Like, what's going on in Marion? Or are we really getting a seafood restaurant in the Harding Center? I can't believe that. I can't believe that there would be hope there is. That's because seafood is one of the best things that I like. I like sushi and all kinds of seafood. Okay, and boy, if they have one downtown, that'd be great. In the Harding Center. Now, is that true or false? Probably never will find out, will I? 740-383-9944. If you can even give me a hint as to what if it's going to be happening or not. I'll give you a prize. How about that? And Dunkin' Donuts, they've been held up by the bad weather, of course. But now it's going to warm up a little. They'll be able to get back in, although it's going to be a little muddy. But I don't know what their completion date is, but it's probably going to be somewhere into summertime. Summertime, 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 yeah. Oh, boy. Do any of you know for sure when they have scheduled for the completion? All right. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, Charlie, you were talking about the sushi, which reminded me. I was talking about you just the other day. I was looking on the Internet at the Audi ad.
Yes.
And they have it back in their ad again that they have the California rolls.
Yes, that's right. We bought some.
Well, they've got it in there again.
Oh,
I don't know if it's the same price or the same packaging that you got before, but they've got it again.
It's really good.
We're going out that direction today. I want to stop and get a couple and give it a try because I like them too.
Oh, yeah. It has more to it than the Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got, I don't know if it's got some avocado or whatever, but it's so good. Yeah.
Well, see, I like it with the avocado and with the, if it's just the, the ones with the cucumbers.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, every one of them is just a little bit different, and I like them. I think I like them all, but.
I haven't been able to buy one with wrapped in that seaweed.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of those. It's just mainly...
That may get soggy if they did it up, you know.
Well, that's true, yeah. So
that might be why they don't do them up that way, but...
The ones I get are just plain rice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you like sushi.
Well, I was going to say, though, I saw them in that ad, and I said, well, I got to let Charlie know that they're back out there.
Yeah.
So.
You know, the interesting thing is... Since I eat more sushi, I've lost weight galore. I had a goal of getting down to what my dad weighed before he passed away, and he weighed 155, and I'm close to that. I'm 158.
Well, don't try. Just do what you're doing, and you'll lose it. So.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good day, Charlie.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I was surprised this morning when I weighed in. 158 pounds? Wow, that's the least I've weighed in years. But a lot of that is because I don't eat the salt I once ate or the sushi. Now, the sushi comes with soy, what do you call it? The packages of liquid soy sauce. Yeah. Soy sauce. That's it. And I use maybe a drop or so because it's salt. Oh, boy. It is really salty. But those California sushis are really good. All right. Any of you like things like that? Other than that lady and me? Boy, oh, boy. And now tell me. And like I say, I'll probably never find out. Maybe I ought to go down to the hotel, walk in and say, hey, where's this seafood restaurant? Now, there's a lot of kitchen space in the bottom of the main floor of the Hotel Harding. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I remember the man that originally worked on that right after he reconstructed the downtown area. And then he fizzled, and somebody else fizzled, and somebody else fizzled. Will the seafood fizzle? I hope not. Oh, would I like to have a lobster right now? The only trouble is I can't afford lobster. Oh, one of the greatest meals I ever had was...
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 B.C. than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 B.C. in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. And what time is it? 11:46 and a half. Okay. And we'll be breaking for news at noon. And then after that, about 12:15, Scott and I will be on till 1 o'clock talking about whatever comes up. And still, now why is it on Facebook that there's going to be a seafood restaurant in the Harding Center? Who put it on Facebook? Is it real? Or is it not true? I don't know. Any of you out there, I can see y'all scratching your heads saying, well, I don't know either. Oh, but every time I go past the Dunkin' Donut place where the utilities now are poking up through the mud, wait, they start selling donuts there, my goodness. There'll be traffic coming and going. Remember when Dunkin' Donuts had that little place down where at the corner of Richland Road and Mount Vernon Avenue? That was big time. I wonder why they were pulled out of there. Unless they got an offer of more money for that brick. That's one of the prime spots. It's also a kind of a traffic hazard area there. Okay. And something, too. You know, I remember back in November 15th of 1980, one of the biggest downtown events that was ever held was when we put the statue on the courthouse. And we had a helicopter bring her up from, he came up from Columbus and hooked onto the statue and pulled her up into the air while me and Dane Ringert grabbed a hold of her and put her down on a prepared area. And she stood there for all these years, but without any maintenance whatsoever. And I doubt if someday she'll probably deteriorate enough that someone will say, hey, what happened to her? Why didn't somebody do something? Well, I guess there's no money to do anything, so she'll just stand there until she crumbles. Unless somebody with some means and wanted to do a good thing, she ought to be standing there flashing gold on top of the courthouse. Now, one thing, when you're coming up Mount Vernon Avenue, I've said this before, and you come up to the traffic light at Vine and Church Street, why, you see the statue, it looks like she's standing on top of the church. But, okay, now here we go. Yes, yes, caller, go ahead.
Have you observed the new sheriff's office lately?
No, I've been past it, but I haven't really observed it.
Well, next time you go past, take a look at it and look up on top. Every time I go by, there's a bunch of geese roosting up on top of it.
That's a Canada goose. Yeah.
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 So I wonder, does somebody need to call Homeland Security or something or other to make sure that they're not illegal alien immigrant geese?
Well, they probably escaped from a Canadian jail.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
But, no, it's interesting to... and every now and again, you'll see them on top of the Harding...
Memorial, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, and you mentioned about... The Lady Justice deteriorating?
Yes.
You know, the Harding Memorial needs to be cleaned up.
Oh, yes, turning black, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so it's kind of a stain on the 2020 celebration. And
well, yeah, and like the statue on the courthouse, it should be a centerpiece for downtown.
Well, if they got an, if they put a real face on it, you know, but it's, I know from personal firsthand experience, the woving from the fiberglass has been exposed since at least 2014.
Really?
So
okay.
It really needs to get some work on and that kind of
but
stuff.
But until somebody with money comes along, no one else has
somebody
money.
Somebody write a grant, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just an observation about the sheriff's office. And
well, that's interesting, yeah.
With the geese up on there.
Yeah.
So. Anyways, maybe somebody has a solution out there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a solution for the geese would be an AK-47. No. But the geese are all over. Oh, my goodness. They're everywhere. And now I still wonder, is it true or is it just a rumor or is someone just having fun saying a new seafood restaurant will be going into the Harding Center. Is that spoof or is that real? Will we ever find out? Well, who knows? Well, what time is it? Ooh, I've got 8 minutes to go before we make our break and then back at 12:15 with Scott. So, what about it? I'd like to know about the seafood restaurant in the Harding Center. It sounds too good to be true. So, you know, all of a sudden we're getting more places to eat in Marion. You know, the Sheridans and his partner, you know, he's done a lot for the North and South Main Street area. And then the Community Health Center, they're putting up that grocery store to replace Schulte's Cigar Store. I wonder if they were able to save any of the old signs there. But anyhow, yeah, that grocery store, it would probably be open in late spring. I don't know for sure. Like Dunkin' Donuts. And the only thing we've had open lately, I'm trying to think now, would be a Panda Express. And we wait a long time for that. And it's crowded every day. Now, I did go over to Lee Garden the other day, and we picked up a bowl of hot and sour soup. Oh, was it good? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, their food is great. Yeah, if you would like to sit down to a good-sized meal, and, they've got the greatest hot and sour. You know, they got a little piece of mushrooms and everything in there, chicken, and who tied the pup? Yeah. Okay, right now it's 11:54, and what else is going on around town? What event is being held in the area there on South Main Street? And, the place, what's it called, the Brickyard? There's something being held in there this weekend. Now, what is it? Does anyone know? Yeah. I know my daughter and husband will be there, but I forgot to ask him what it's all about. In the Brickyard on South Main. So that's another area that's opening up or has opened. How's the beer maker doing, the brewery? I haven't heard. I haven't been in there, but how is the beer at the brewery? And across from us, right where I'm speaking, is the area of the wood-fired pizza that's going to be installed someday. It's been in the offing for about 3 years now, and it's supposed to have a brewery with it. And, that'd be interesting, too. Is there's more beer being produced in the area than wine. There's a lot of wine around Shamrock Vineyard, south of Marion. That was the first place anywhere around that was producing anything alcoholic. Yeah, Shamrock Vineyard. Doc Quilter and his wife. Remember Doc Quilter? My mother used to go to him for years. And he was a kind, and so was his wife, very kind people. And they established this vineyard there. And it's on the edge of Marion County, right on the edge into Morrow County. And it's not in soil that is good for wine growing, but they made it produce. They used the right kind of plants, grape plants, that would enjoy the soil there. And it's worked. It's really worked. They have a wine called Buckeye Red that everybody likes. Oh, my goodness. It is really good. Okay, now, let me see. It's 11:56 already. Yeah. Will we find out any time later or whatever about a seafood restaurant in the Harding Center or anything else? What else is being built? Well, the hotel's going up there. North of, maybe north to northeast of Coles. And will they have an access road from that hotel to Route 309? Well, if they're smart, they will. Or if they can have it, you know, if zoning will let them to have a nice big parking lot for semis as well as traffic that they garner off of 309. But I don't think you'll ever find as much traffic as there is on Route 95 because I count trucks going by our house. I've seen as many as 6 trucks hauling grain in just, 5 minutes. It's just absolutely amazing, the truck traffic. And you know what that means? Yeah, the road is slowly crumbling, and that bridge in Clarendon is slowly being messed up. So what's going to happen in the warm weather? Are we going to repave Route 95? Because, you know, the truck traffic, that truck is good commerce for the area, so you can't default trucks from coming into the area. But, you know, it's got to be maintained. You don't want all these holes that when you pass them, your car goes clunk, clunk, and it doesn't do your tires any good at all. Okay, so what else? We have news coming up at noon, and then Scott and I will be on at 12:15 to 1 o'clock, and maybe you'd like to call in then. So I've given away a couple of prizes today, and let's see here, yeah. Okay, so the Weber family got my prizes today. The time right now is 11:59, and how y'all doing? Are you going to do something productive this weekend? Or are you just going to sit somewhere and watch television? Or are you going to the movies? There's probably a movie at the Palace Theater. Last Saturday, we went to Robin Hood, and it wasn't hard to find a seat there because it was only about 1/4 filled, if that much, because the kids that participated in Robin Hood were mostly from Delaware. My granddaughter was in it, though. She was the one eating popcorn, throwing it into the air and trying to catch it and eat it. She was also in the chorus there. Okay, and so were a lot of other parents' grandchildren. That brings a lot of people in every time. Okay, we're going to pause now. We'll be back with Scott here in another 15 to 20 minutes. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss a soul or a thing. Bye. Well, yeah, we're going to break here in a few seconds. My watch is a little fast. Oh, boy. Oh, tonight is, that's right, it's the KFC Chicken Night. Oh, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to miss a beat.
You're okay. Listening to WWGA okay, Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels
Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No, no. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Withrow was in here last week, and we talked about Hillary, and she said one of the biggest obstacles she will face is because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Who get older than men.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you would never say that about a man.
No.
You would never say a man needs a new hairdo.
And that upsets me, Charlie.
Yeah, why would you say
Hillary,
that?
No, Hillary, her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes this long, straight long, and she could look $1 million better with a good hairdresser.
Well, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that?
Yes. Well, it would, that's one thing. You know, I like Hillary. Despite all the negative things.
I would love to see a woman as president.
Yeah, they need to be.
Yes.
Yeah, to show up the men for once.
Well, but you know, Great Britain's, it's had women as the leaders.
That's right.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott's